All this week, we've been hearing from candidates vying for their chance to become Idaho's next governor. Today, we close out our series with Dalton Ben Kennedy, a 38-year-old single father of two from Boise who was running his campaign without much of a budget. The Republican spoke with James Dawson. He breaks with most members of his party in advocating for a taxpayer-funded universal health care system.
Everyone pays for Medicaid out of their checks. So why is it when everyone can't use Medicaid? You know, if you look at the people who are not only paying for Medicaid, but can't use it because, you know, they make too much money, but yet have to pay several hundred dollars per month on their insurance, why not tack an extra 10% onto their taxes and then just let everyone use the Medicaid?
So you're talking about a universal healthcare system?
Kind of, yes. I mean, I know that everyone calls it socialism, but I really don't look at it as socialism because everyone's already paying into it. I mean, why not use it? If you're going to pay for it, why not use it?
Moving on to education, Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle the problem of getting more kids to graduate and be ready for the high-skilled jobs that are available and in demand?
I honestly believe a lot of that actually comes from the fact that when the bubble popped in 2008, we lost so much money, over $325 million from the school budget. And I don't know, in my eyes, that's criminal. I mean, it never should have happened. It should have been taken from other places. Other places could have done with a little bit less. And first and foremost, we got to get that money back to the schools. There's really no clear way of really where it should come from. You know, my thought is, you know, bring back the racetrack. Allow gambling into the state, but have it state controlled and ran, and then use the revenue, you know, the revenue from that, to literally just put it right back in the schools. Yes, I do see there is going to be some issues there, you know, as far as like the crime side.
Well, and I was going to say a lot of states have to use some of that revenue to treat gambling addiction and things like that. But you think that the positives outweigh the negatives in that respect?
Yes, I do. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I do see there will be a lot of, you know, there will be some people who are going to abuse it. I mean, you got people who abuse alcohol. We're not getting rid of alcohol. No, the state's still getting the revenue from that.
Idaho has this rich Western heritage. When people think of Idaho, they think of the West.
Oh, yes.
Especially out east and anywhere really in the country. And that's really valued in its rural areas. So since Idaho is the fastest growing state in the country, how would you want to try and preserve that identity while also realizing that it's changing, the state is changing at an incredible pace?
Well, that's a tough one, actually. We do need growth. We can't, you know, stop that, because if we stop that or even pause it for a few, you know, we'll die. We'll die as a state. But at the same time, we need to keep our lands public. You know, if people from out of state want to come in and buy some land, we've got to make sure that it's in the contract stating that they can't close off that land or landlocked BLM land. And if they do, I mean, make them pay for it. We just got to do our best to try to balance both the growth and the heritage. And, you know, I'm not a native Idahoan. I'm a transplant myself. But that's what made me love Idaho was its culture. It's, you know, I drive 5 minutes and I'm fishing or I'm hunting. That's what made me stay. I mean, the beautiful mountains and everything else.
That was Dalton Ben Kennedy speaking with James Dawson. Kennedy is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. You can find our conversations with each candidate vying for the state's top executive job at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.